podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
All right, The Lion King, classic 1994 film. Do you remember watching it as a kid?
Yeah,
did you go
absolutely.
And watch it as a kid? Like, it was like life changing, or is it just because we were kids?
The VHS. I don't remember seeing it in the cinema.
Yeah, I went to the cinema, Werribee Plaza.
Did
there.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
The cinema, great times, great times.
You would have cried.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Oh God, I still cry.
Yeah.
There's a lot of emotions, a lot going on. What's a scene that sticks in your mind from The Lion King?
Scar and Mufasa. And Mufasa dies.
I always remember Nala, like, in the bushes, and it's like, you shouldn't be looking at Simba like that. That seems a bit. You know when they're, like, wrestling and then all of a sudden she gives him the look and I'm like, that's a bit intense
for a kid's movie. Mate.
Yeah.
They're
finding themselves. Great.
I mean, the cover of The Little Mermaid has a peen on it, so let's just, like,
what do you mean has a peen on it?
Don't you know that?
Oh, probably. I don't know.
The castle in the background, one of the towers.
There's a whole lot of stuff about
a shaft with a bell end.
Right, okay. There's a whole lot of weird Disney. If you go down a Disney rabbit hole of weirdness, you really can.
I was reading something the other day about, like, why all the parents die in Disney movies. It's about teaching resilience.
No, do you know what? Kids of that generation would have no idea about resilience.
Oh, no.
The movies that they made us watch.
Oh, absolutely.
Here's a nice one about deers in the woods and never recovered, right? Terrible.
And then you have a seventh birthday at Hungry Jack's. Like, I mean, the challenges
don't
were many
bring
and varied.
It up.
All I'm saying.
For those that don't know, yes, I had a birthday at Hungry Jack's and I was sitting there in my paper crown and no one rocked up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm fine. It's fine. I've moved on with my life.
Why does the room feel so heavy all of a sudden?
But back to The Lion King, right? There's this one part and, it's fun. This part of the movie is fun because this is when Simba, he's a bit of a teenager now, you know, and he's hanging out with mates.
True or false?
Mm-hmm.
You're attracted to teenage
Obviously.
Simba. Yeah, okay.
But I was attracted to Robin Hood.
Yeah.
In the movie Robin Hood.
The fox one.
Yeah.
Well, he's foxy.
Yeah. Everyone had it. It's weird, but we just don't talk about it. Anyway, there's this one part, okay? And so Simba has, Nala's come back, and then it's like Pumbaa and Timon.
Yeah.
Timon's like, I know what's going on.
Yeah, I know this bit.
I know what's going on. So here's the audio, right?
I can see what's happening.
What?
And they don't have a clue.
Who?
They'll fall in love, and here's the bottom line. Our trio's down to two.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there is this chick on TikTok at the moment, and I've forgotten her name. I'm so sorry. But what she does is she acts out that with her dog.
Ah, cute.
Right? And it's so funny because the dog's like, poo! Right? Anyway, it's great. But can you just, what does he say about the trio? What does he say about the trio?
I can see.
Oh, you want me to wait? No,
that's okay. You can listen to it again.
And they don't have a clue.
Who?
They'll fall in love, and here's the bottom line.
What does he say here?
Our trio's down to two.
Down to two.
Okay, I always thought it was our trio's down to tube. I feel AJ behind me. No. But I just, because the chick was acting it out on TikTok and she used her fingers. Our trio, three, is down to two. And I was like, that makes much more sense. But I thought my whole life it was our trio's down a tube.
Yeah.
You know, like it's down the tube.
Down the tube.
Because that fits too.
It does. Credit where credit's due.
Thank you. Does
fit too.
Twills down a tube.
Yeah.
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 It's not probably where my brain or 98% of the population's brain goes, but
AJ?
Hey.
No? You knew? No. Okay. He doesn't even want to talk.
He's a trio down to two guy.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
There is a brand new doco on Netflix that I just binged, so let's talk about it with this.
It's Loggy's time to analyze crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Netflix in particular has been punching out Sorry, it was because I was dancing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sorry. I mean, can you help it?
Oh, no. I mean, it's the second best police show theme song in history.
Yeah, exactly. Just had to wait for that official ending there. Obviously, true crime is a bit of a weird one because it is very
It's compelling,
sad.
But
it's
also
compelling.
It's,
yeah, yes. Sad. Yeah. Yes.
Hmm.
If I didn't interrupt you, you would have got the whole
thing. It would have been so smooth.
So smooth.
Would have been great radio.
Yeah, exactly. Horrible but fascinating, right? And Netflix have really leaned into this as a money-making exercise. And so a lot of the docos that they've been bringing out at the moment are very hit and miss. And a lot of them, they've been bringing out international ones too that are full of subtitles, which is fine. But it's just funny to notice that they're like, oh, true crime really hit. So let's just grab as much
as we can, right? Yeah.
There's a new one at the moment. It's called Should I Marry a Murderer? Here is the trailer.
Imagine you fall in love with someone who made you feel accepted, wanted, seen, who made you feel whole and loved and special, and you are just so happy. And then they say to you, I've done a horrible, horrible thing. Something so vile, it flips your entire world upside down.
Yeah, so there's a bit going on there, right?
Yeah, right.
It's a three-part docu-series, this one, so it involves real people in the actual who were affected
as opposed to a dramatization.
And the episodes, there's three of them. The whole thing goes for about 2.5 hours, so I binge it in one session. But episode one is about 50 minutes, episode two is 45, and episode three is about an hour. So easily bingeable, these ones. But basically it shows the story of a forensic psychologist or pathologist. Oh my God, Lauren. Forensic pathologist.
Don't worry, I make that mistake all the time. Seriously. Forensic pathologist.
Dr. Carolyn Murhead,
potato,
right?
Potato.
Anyway, she is she is new to dating, and she meets a guy, and obviously they hit it off instantly. And he is like, "Hey, you should come up to the Scottish Highlands with me," sort of thing.
Yeah.
And she's
look
like,
at me,
"Cool,
kilt.
That's a great idea." Anyway, so you're kind of like, "Whoa, man! Like that seems very intense," but it goes from there, right?
Yeah.
And then he opens up about something horrible that he's done. I don't want to give you too much information because I really like you going into these docos without knowing much.
Well, it's in the title, isn't it?
Should he's done something.
A murderer.
Well, yeah, and he's done something pretty horrible there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, sorry, so is she a pathologist or a psychologist?
I will hurt you. Anyway, so, the thing is that with this one, you do get what you're after, which is a closure rating, okay? But the story is just one of these ones where it's like you think you know where it's going and then you're like, oh, hang on a second. And then it involves a kind of a lot of stuff and a lot of extra stuff. And Caroline herself is fronting and telling you the whole story, and there's interviews with her parents and interviews with police and stuff. There's no interviews with the actual perpetrator though, which some people feel is a little one-sided, but I mean, you kind of get that a lot of the time with crime docos.
Sure.
But yeah, the story is just, it's wild. It takes you on a couple of turns and I'm giving it 4 out of 5.
So 4 out of 5.
Yeah, 4
with
out
a 5 out of 5 closure rating.
Yeah.
Brilliant. What's it called again?
Yeah. Should I Marry a Murderer, which is up on Netflix right now.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Tarock 955, Tom and Loggy, and we've got a caller on the line here. Don't recognise this number.
No.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, guys, this is Lockie from Evolved Ink and Geelong.
Oh, Lockie!
Lockie, you did a rat tat on one of our co-workers in studio once because Tom used up all the tat time.
I did do a rat tattoo.
Yes, that's right. I remember you well.
That was a wonderful tattoo. Now, why would a tattooist be calling the show today?
Well, I've been listening and I've heard that Lingy is having a Geelong Football Club tattoo removed.
Premiership one.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I reckon that it's bad juju.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a Cat supporter or you just follow football or?
Oh, I love the footy and I back in the Cats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So then do you feel like he might have jinxed the club?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, you're not alone there, mate. We've been discussing this for near on a week, and we had a call from Damo on Friday, and he said it would be best if we move the tattoo from Lingy. If he wants to remove it, fine, but we need to remove the tattoo from Lingy onto someone else. We then had Darren call us up, who said that Lingy ruined not only the cats, he's put the moz on them, but that Lingy also ruined Darren's birthday. Because when Darren found out the news that Lingy was getting rid of his tat, it was his birthday, Darren was beside himself.
Shattered.
What a disaster.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know.
It's a real schmozzle.
So then Darren's like, put the tattoo on me. And we thought, all right, we'll wait and see whether we can do this. So are you in the market to put a tattoo on someone for us, Lockie?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Let's tattoo Darren.
Okay, amazing. This is great. I love it. Okay, just forewarned, like we have to give a full disclosure is sort of what I'm looking for. It is a terrible tattoo in the sense that it was done, what, now 17 years ago. It's pretty blurry. If we send you a photo through, do you think you can make a modern good version of it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. Okay, it's happening. That's good. Well, we're thinking of doing this tomorrow morning around 8 o'clock so that you and Darren can both look Lingy in the face and tell him how disappointed you are. Does that sound all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, Lockie, you stay on the line. We'll sort this out off air, but I think we're going to lock you in for tomorrow morning to tattoo Lingy's premiership tattoo over onto Darren.
Yes.
Sounds good. I'm very excited.
Awesome.
Us too.
Thank you very much.
We're going to save this club.
You're not far away either, are you? You're on Little Mallop Street, so it's just you're going to pop around the corner to us here at the studio.
Yep, that's it.
Magic. All right.
It's happening.
Lockie from Evolding's coming in.
Yes.
I love when a plan comes together.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
I was going for a walk the other day and I was in thongs. And I was taking Wombi for a walk and we were halfway through the walk and I had a blowout. And I was like, God damn. And it was fully blown out too, not a fixable blowout. And so I had to walk back to the car and I was walking with one thong on and one thong off. And you're like, you're a moron. Why wouldn't you take the other thong off? And I'm like, why would I when I have one perfectly good thong to protect my left foot and it's my right foot that is seeking help? So why would I want both of my feet to seek help? Do you know what I mean? No. When I've got a perfectly good solution for the left.
I don't know what you mean because clearly you just balance yourself out, you take the other thong off and you walk home like a normal person.
I'm not wearing platforms and even if I was, I would still make the same decision. Why have two bare feet when I can just have one? You make no sense to me. I don't understand. So let's go to the phones. 52232955. Matt in Kerr Lewis. Did I make the right decision on the thong front?
No, I don't think so, Loggy, unfortunately.
Why?
No, it's just not the Aussie thing to do. You take both thongs off, right? But let me pose this to you.
Okay.
If you found yourself walking down the street somewhere with bare feet, no thongs,
yep.
And you found a thong, would you put it on to protect one foot?
Now,
no, you wouldn't.
Okay. This is a whole other realm. Right?
No, because you're protecting one foot.
Nah, I can't deal with. There's a whole thing. If it was someone else's random thong, that's. But if it was my thong,
take me home.
Then I probably would.
I'm a lost little thong.
I probably would.
The previous week that you lost, you would put it back on and walk with one thong on.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Not if I was barefoot on purpose.
Yeah, no, you're right, Matt. Thank you. I'll take that one, Matt.
We're all different.
Let's go to Mount Deneg. Morning, Monique.
Good morning.
What's the go? You're leaving one thong on to get home or not?
Absolutely not. I'm sorry, Log. I'm with Tom on this one. Why on earth would you protect one foot and just... That's ridiculous.
But I really don't understand because then I'm both barefoot in a situation that I don't want to be barefoot. Both of them are in trouble.
But you're going to be washing one foot, so aren't you just going to wash them both anyway?
Yes, so true.
Well, I caught flack for washing my feet as well, so I can't do anything right.
Yeah, no, don't use soap. Well, anyway, we'll talk about that another day. No, thank you, Monique. I appreciate that. Also, have you thought about the calluses? Like, you don't want to have uneven calluses. Like one.
Oh, no, I'm fine with
one
that.
More callus.
Yeah, I'm very smooth. Like a seal.
All right, that's two for two for taking off both thongs. Kelly from Armstrong Creek, what would you do if you had a blowout?
This is actually Kelly's son Connor.
Hey, Connor.
But I completely agree with Tom.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Why?
Yes. But what?
Give me a reason and a good one.
Let's just say your thong broke when you were like on a hike. Mm. Would you hop home on one foot down the mountain, or would you just take off both feet and have better, like, you would be able to walk properly?
No, see, I'd swap it. Then I'd try and swap it from one to the other. Mate. Yeah, I reckon.
Or you'd get both feet into the one thong and slide down the mountain. See the logic I'm working with, Connor? Thank you very much for your call, mate. Chris is in Mountaineer. Morning, Chris. What would you do if you had a blowout, mate? Would you leave the other thong on, or would you walk home barefoot?
I'm with you. I'm going to have to take the other thong off because, you'll just look like a bum.
I don't think that's thong related. I don't think that. Have you seen? You don't get it.
Well, I'm shooketh. Because I had a thong blowout, and then I decided to walk back to the car with one thong on and the other broken thong in my hand, and apparently that was the wrong decision.
No.
The whole of Geelong says no.
Well, we're going to have to get you some sort of, is it a chiro? Is it an osteo? One hip's up here and one hip's down here.
Mate,
now.
In all honesty, that's my whole life. My hips are uneven, seriously. So okay. That's
yeah, but the way they tilt is not sideways.
No.
Anyway.
Top-wise. And a lot of people have been calling through. I thought that I would have a lot of help on this.
Yeah.
Everyone has gone with you that you would take the other thong off and just walk barefoot.
Yeah, we are 4 for 4 so far that you would go double barefoot. Jodie's in St. Leonard's, which is classic thong-wearing country down the beach there. Jodes, what say you? Would you take the other thong off?
No, definitely not. I'm with Logging.
Yes, Jodie! Jodie's my girl!
So you would one thong at home, hey?
Absolutely. Got to have some class. You cannot walk down the street with bare feet.
Thanks, Jodes. Ballerine's finest.
All right, well, they're a bit different.
See, we do it different in the ballerine.
Well, they're a bit different in St. Leonard's.
No, we do it different. She's not different. It's four to one
so far.
I just got so excited.
Debbie and Lara, wrap this up for us, mate. What say you? What would you do with the thong?
I'd leave it on.
Yeah.
As for your first caller, who would put on someone else's shoes?
Matt. Hey, look, it's just those questions you got to ask, you know?
Debbie has been thrown for 10 whole minutes.
Why would you throw away a perfectly good thong when it was protecting one foot?
Hang on.
Oh, I found
this is
my
a different
vehicle.
Thing. No, we're not saying you reef it, but are you keeping it? Are you going home and then keeping one thong just in case you need to hop somewhere down the track until
no.
you get new thongs?
No. You just wear it home to protect your feet.
Yes.
Why have two unprotected feet when you could protect one?
I'm here with all of my people.
Debbie, you've clearly not heard the last 15 minutes of radio, so.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Joined in the studio by Cat superstar Max Holmes, as he likes to do on a Tuesday, and we bloody love it. Mate, we are loving having you just lead the midfield for the Cats, and you're doing great this year. We'd love you to stay a little bit longer. Now, there's a bit of a chat that's sort of floating around that suggests, now, my understanding is you're contracted to 2028, but that there is a contract extension at least on the table. Can you confirm or deny?
No, I can't confirm it. I don't know anything, though. I don't get told anything. I'm kind of kept out of it till the last second.
Oh, okay.
So it could be happening behind my back and I wouldn't know.
But you've not signed anything?
No, I haven't signed anything.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Right.
Two and a half years to go.
Yeah.
That's plenty of time to sort it out.
Yeah,
if anyone's listening, pay him what he's worth.
Yes.
Pay the man.
Pay the man. Hey, Maxie, the other big thing from last time you were in was a bit of an awkward moment that you and I had where we're asked if we were friends, and hey, you gave me your honest opinion, and that's cool. I'm working towards that with you. But at the end of the show, you said that Tom was your mate, and it hurt.
Because that's right, she's barely hung on.
I'm the funner one, right? So,
well,
that's true. I am. I'm not. But We had Jono in yesterday, as I mentioned earlier, and Tom, you mentioned something that I just didn't believe, and I would like confirmation on this.
Yeah.
Is that why when he kicked that goal, he pointed straight up to the box?
Not sure. I wasn't watching. I was enjoying the hospitality.
So you missed your moment.
I was enjoying the hospitality.
You missed your moment.
But he messaged me afterwards and was like, did you see
me
wait?
Now yes.
I'll show you the message on Insta. On Insta.
After that goal,
he replied to my story.
Goal, yeah. I swear I saw him turn and point to the corporate box.
Did he text you really? I texted you twice this week and no reply.
That's because Slingy hates you now.
I know. Why?
Look, see me wave, he said.
Oh!
Yes.
All right, thoughts, feelings, truth?
First of all, you're digging yourself a hole here. Yeah. You've got everyone off. You're pushing everyone away.
I know.
She does that.
I'm coming on too strong.
You'll get
that's
to
all
know
right.
She does that.
I know.
That.
It's okay. But did you message Tom, number one, and number two, did you point up to the corporate box?
Unless the corporate box is behind the cheer squad. I don't think I did.
Kind of is. I'll take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. It's in the vicinity.
No, but...
I was like, where's Tom? Yeah.
Yay! But did you message him after the game?
You've seen it.
Yeah, I did. But
he replied
to
my story.
I'm not going to lie. I completely forgot you were there until I saw the story.
It's okay. I also forgot I was there many times through the night. The conversation
and
was wonderful.
Like, oh, maybe he thinks I waved at him.
See? Now okay. I've got him on the back
yeah,
foot.
Fostering a relationship there, that's fine.
No, all right. Well, that's I'm happy with all of that. You happy with any of that?
Totes happy, very much so. Yeah, good. Good, Maxie.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, it's time for another round of Maximum Homes, mm-hmm. where you give us two thumbs up or two thumbs down, Max, on certain topics of the day. Cannot wait.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Joined in the studio by Max Holmes. What's it like outside, mate?
God, I don't remember.
It's been a long time. It's been a solid 20
question
minutes.
Question without notice, Tom.
So
that's
sorry.
What we asked all our guests 15 minutes after they arrived.
Yeah, yeah. It was all right. It was a bit chilly.
A bit chilly.
Sunny and blue skies.
Are you ready for the chill? Do you have like...
Winter,
love
yeah.
It.
Yeah, love it?
I do. Love it, yeah.
The clothes are better, hey?
So much better. Mm. And just... sitting in trackies under a blanket on the couch.
Right.
Can't beat
so
it.
So good.
Have you ever been a long sleeves jumper guy, like a jersey guy?
No, but I train every day like in a long sleever. Really enjoy that, but I just haven't just gotten through and worn a long sleever in a game. I'll do it someday.
Yeah, but then you kind of got to commit because you can't change.
You can.
Oh, no, because
Brad... makes it feel like a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said it's a big deal, so it's like I don't want to like... step into that realm and, you know, make it a big deal.
He'll outsleeve you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, Max, let's find out where you stand. Maximum Homes.
Fun part of the week.
It is the fun part of the week where we give you some questions, either ones that we've been talking about or topical stuff. And get your rating, whether it's double thumbs up, that's a maximum homes, or if it's double thumbs down, it's a minimum homes.
Yeah, and you've got to give us the reason why too, Maxie. So let's start off with this one. We were chatting about it about an hour ago. So I went on a walk with my dog. I was wearing thongs and I had a blowout. So I decided to walk back to the car with my good thong still on, holding my broken thong.
Right.
So... people were saying that was wrong, that I should have taken off both thongs. Do you think walking back to the car with one good thong is a maximum homes or a minimum homes?
I mean, you're protecting one foot at least.
Right?
So I reckon that's a maximum homes.
Play it. Play it.
Maximum homes.
Thank you, Max.
Thought we were friends, man.
Thank you.
It's a terrible story.
Well, it is, but it makes sense, doesn't it? Why would you ruin both feet if you only have to ruin one?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I don't wear thongs, though. If one's going to blow up like that. Nah.
Really?
Yeah, no good. Just wear some sneakers.
He wears clogs, officially, all the time.
You're a Crocs guy?
Oh, I can't stand Crocs.
Okay, well, that's a minimum homes for Crocs.
You can't run fast unless you put them in sports mode. It's too hard for him.
Oh, right, with the strap at the back? Yeah. I had a situation, we were talking about this yesterday, and I briefly mentioned to you off air going to the footy on Saturday night and in the toilet, I thought I might be doing the wrong thing in where I stand because I was standing on the tiles and going over the grate to the urinal, right? Whereas, but looking around me, the guys all around me were all standing on the grate. So, standing on the grate at the urinal, maximum or minimum homes?
Oh, I mean, oh, that's a tough one. Because I can see both reasons. I mean, it's very childish to not stand on the grate, I feel like.
Really?
Oh, really?
To not stand on it. But, like, I can understand you going, what's on the grate?
Yeah, yes. Exactly right.
So,
understand if you say maximum homes to standing on the grate, your name will now be Pea Shoes.
Can I stay on the fence? Like, that's a tough one.
We don't have fence homes.
There's no fence homes button.
Choose your destiny, Max.
Just what do you do? Just go. Think about what you do and then just go with it.
I can't think in the moment because I probably do both, you know?
Okay.
That's a tough one. Okay. I'm gonna go maximum homes for standing on the grate. I feel like you just
okay. Disgusting.
Okay. You cop it. You take your shoes off when you walk into your house, but
yep.
All right. Maximum homes. That's fine. That's fine. No judgment. No judgment.
Maximum home. Maximum we.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Oh, now this is the final one, mate. It's pretty intense. This as a question because you haven't been here for a week. Lingy comes in on a Wednesday, right? We found out last week that Lingy is removing his premiership tattoo.
From 07-09, he's got one on his wrist. It's garbage, to be fair.
Yeah.
It looks awful.
It looks terrible.
Under his watch, and he's been hiding it for years under a watch.
Mm.
However, he started getting it lasered off, and that did correspond with a certain game that you played against Port a couple of weeks ago. Mm. We thought, oh, God, he's put the moz on you.
Mm.
So I guess the question is, thumbs up or thumbs down on getting premiership tattoos removed?
I'd have to say thumbs up, I reckon.
Oh!
Maximum homes!
Yeah, because I just feel like it's one of those things, like, you're not going to forget it. Like, if you don't like the tattoo, like, tucked away, like, on your arm, like, you're not going to forget that you won those flags. Like, Lingy's not going to forget it. So it's like,
yeah, I know,
do I need
but
to mark it on my arm? Probably not.
Do you think that it's bad news for him to remove that as a premiership captain and it's going to cause issues for you and the team?
Oh, I mean, I saw the photos of him.
Yeah?
Of it. It didn't look great.
They're pretty bad.
So you're using, this is a logic we've not encountered, but you're applying the logic of, you know, you should know, like, you should remember those amazing moments of your life regardless. So, you know, when people get their kids' names and dates of birth tattooed on them, it's like, you don't need to have it written on you to know.
Unless it's in, like, a memento thing, like the movie. Is that what you're saying?
I understand.
I haven't seen it either, don't I? I just know the...
I'm against tats, so I wouldn't get a tat, so I'm probably a bad person to ask. Yeah, I wouldn't get a tat.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Mum's strict.
Okay. Yeah, mumsy. Okay, well, look, you'll be happy to know, though, we are getting the tattoo moved from Lingy's body onto someone else's tomorrow morning.
What?
In the studio. Yeah. So,
are you actually?
Yeah. So, let me explain.
Who or is that?
Yeah,
is that
a guy called Darren from Leopold.
Yeah. He found out on his birthday that Lingy was removing it and he was devastated. He's like, not only have you put a moz on the cats, but you've ruined my birthday. I don't want you to go away thinking that we're going to cheese grate off Lingy's tattoo and sew it on this poor man. He's just getting the same tattoo on him.
I was wondering how that's going to work. Yeah. How do you transfer the tat?
I could see on your face you were very horrified.
We did need to explain things. Yes, no, that's fine. Okay, so yes, that's what's happening tomorrow. Shout out to Lockie from Evolved Inc. He's going to come in, tattoo Darren, and all will be well, hopefully, you know, and you guys go on and win the premiership. I mean, I don't want to take full credit, but I feel like we probably can.
Why not?
That has been Maximum Homes for this week.
Maximum Homes with Tom and Loggie on K-Rock.
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast.
And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.